life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.
Thanks for listening. Dynamite Ryan Smith and Anthony Askew here on episode 104 of Dynamite in the Brain, the podcast that loves anime and hates fun. It is August the 10th, 2013, and joining us today is Greg Driver.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hello, Greg, and we are here to preview Ayakon 2013, which is happening at the weekend of the 16th of August to the 18th of August. Tickets all sold out, so if you're not going...
You're definitely not going.
Yeah. Okay, on to our regular features. First up, UK anime releases for the coming week. And this is the last one of these for a while, because the next few episodes will be special episodes, which don't have these. So, first up, coming out is the Naruto Shippuden Movie 3 on DVD and on Blu-ray. I did not even know there were 3.
I didn't know that there was a Naruto Shippuden movie, full stop.
I was about to say that I didn't know there was a Shippuden one.
Yeah.
I guess it was inevitable.
Inheritors of the Will of Fire. Something like that, apparently.
Is it about the Uchiha clan?
It concerns the potential outbreak of a fourth Shinobi World War, apparently. Oh.
Big rigs.
Poster has got all the all your favourite characters charging off to attack some unseen foe, by the looks of things. Yeah, so that's out on Blu-ray and DVD, on Amazon, the time of recording. It's £13.40 on DVD and £17.27 on Blu-ray. However, if you missed out, if you hadn't realised there was two previous Naruto Shippuden movies, then guess what? You could also get it in a box set of a movie trilogy. I think that might be over-exaggerating. I don't think they all connect to each other.
You never know.
You never know. I could be
wrong. It's a bargain, considering.
But yeah, so for, you can get all three as Blu-ray or DVD. On Blu-ray, £25.45. And on DVD, £19.81. I don't know what the quality of these are. I don't know whether they're one of these ones which have got super-duper fancy-pants animation.
Yeah.
That's worth sitting through some out-of-continuity story for.
Probably not.
Or whether these are in continuity, you don't know. I mean, because after One Piece movies started becoming sort of in continuity, I don't know whether they followed suit with the other movie adaptations of Shonen Jump stuff.
Why don't you just buy it and find out?
Well, because I'm not going to.
Alright.
And also Helsing the Complete Original Series on DVD. £25.50.
Don't say yeah. This is
buy,
such
buy
a rip-off.
Buy the OVA. Buy the OVA.
Well, I'm not even leaning towards that. It's just such a rip-off.
It is quite expensive for that length of a TV series.
Like, it's 13 episodes long.
13 episodes, and it's not even that great.
It's the OVA, only half of those episodes are worth watching. Yeah.
It's like 10 years old or something, is it?
It must be getting old that way. I remember.
See, that's ballistic.
DVD 1 was probably one of the first anime DVDs I ever bought when I started buying the DVDs properly and things.
And it has a really great soundtrack. That is.
Yeah,
soundtrack's good.
There you go. It's 12 years old.
Wow.
I was close. Well, a bit.
I feel ancient.
Jesus, yeah. I've got this on Region Zero. I bought the bootleg of this.
I was watching it when it first came about and following it. And I was a good boy, though. I waited for the UK releases.
Ah, stuff that. Like, I love this show, but I would never... Not even, like, it's not even a case of rebuying it. It's just, I think, 25 quid for this. It's such a... That's really steep.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy that for 25 quid. In all honesty, save your money and spend it on the OVAs if you're going to get into Hellsing now, if you've never watched it before.
Or for like half that price, you can buy a series of Seinfeld and get twice as many episodes.
Twice as many laughs.
Yes, exactly.
I suppose you could save that money and put it towards the Epic X-Files box set I just bought, which is like 50 odd discs or something. It's like all... Every season plus the movies, all in one big box.
All the good seasons, all the bad seasons.
Yeah, everything.
How much?
£65.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I think you should buy that for me.
50-odd discs it is.
Jesus. That's really good. But yeah, stuff the original Helsing. I like it, but not now.
It was
like
good in its time, but now the OVAs are out, it's just not... Yeah, it doesn't hold up much anymore.
Yeah, because it's one of these ones where Gonzo had to invent an ending of their own. Yeah. Because the comic hadn't finished.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the UK anime releases for this week, so now it's time for us to ask Greg, what you watch?
What I watch? Well, it'll be the new Turtles cartoon, Turtles 2012.
Oh!
Which is absolutely fantastic, I must say. I actually really like it. Now, the thing with Turtles is, I mean, I used to love the original show when I was a kid. You know, I loved the Turtles, had the toys. Used to sit and watch it every Saturday. It was my thing. Next to Transformers. But, like, this new series, I mean, then obviously they revisited it in 2003 and they tried to re-release it and they showed it on Fox Kids. And in my opinion, it was absolutely dire. I didn't like the animation. The story just wasn't as cool. I mean, they took Mutagen out of the equation pretty much almost. And you know, just wasn't the same at all. And, you know, this is just far superior. This is absolutely fantastic. It's got the humour in it that the old series had, the original series. Plus, it's got the darker elements of the 2003 series and it marries them up very nicely. And the way they've done things, I mean, they've changed a lot. Don't get me wrong, they've changed things. There's no Bebop and Rocksteady for a start. They've got two different mutants. And the Krang are a race instead of one enemy. So there's now a race of Krang that come from Dimension X and are trying to take over the world.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you took a... If you took the cartoon and the original comic,
yeah,
and sort of made an average of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because basically the Krang are kind of like the... I think when I was getting into it, they were still called the TRMC aliens or something, which was whatever the corporation they used as a front.
And they use a corporation as a front in this. Because they were walking around in sort of black suits, which is like a hologram projected from their sort of Krang shell thing, which like obviously is still a little brain inside, controlling a robot inside the robot's tummy. And it's like, they've also got sort of nods to the original series, which I'm sure they've put in purely for people my age. But it's fantastic. I think it's absolutely brilliant.
So why no Bebop and Rocksteady?
You know what? I just don't know. But even without them, it works because they've got new mutants and Shredder isn't a bumbling buffoon in this either. Shredder, in his own mind, is an absolute mastermind. He's brilliant.
Oh, wow.
He's an absolute badass in this, actually. The first time he turns up, he absolutely nails all four of them without even thinking too much about it. It's great.
But you will watch the adult version, I think.
I'm wondering if Bebop, because Bebop and Rocksteady aren't from the comics.
No, they're not.
So right. I'm wondering whether there's some sort of ownership thing on them.
Quite possibly, yeah. Because they've got these two new mutants instead, which one of them starts off as a ripoff of Chuck Norris, who's a martial arts instructor.
That's the episode I've seen.
Yeah.
The episode where Mike...
Michelangelo makes friends with him.
Tries to make friends with him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Michelangelo's hero.
Yeah.
Doesn't realise that he's a jerk.
And he winds up as a cross between this martial arts instructor / jerk and a Shiba Inu dog. And then you've got this other guy called Zephyr who does capoeira and you get the feeling that he's Brazilian. And he's got this like crazy afro, and he's a bit street smart. Carries a switch knife, you know. He's your typical sort of. He's your typical. Basically, they ripped him out of the Warriors and animated him. And he ends up as part red snapper, part fish. And it's really cool how they do it. And as I say, there's loads of little nods to the original series, like Easter eggy stuff. Like when April turns up, there's a point where she's. She's getting chased by either the Foot Clan or the Krang, and she runs past the dustbin, and they make a point of having this little ginger cat watching her run past, which you'd get if you watched the original series, because there's a point when April mutates into a cat in one of the episodes, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I'll stop talking about it now, but I think it's absolutely fantastic. Second thing I've watched, well, my second watch is a game again. It's not actually something I've watched. It's Remember Me. I don't know if you guys have heard about that or seen it advertised.
Is that the thing Gary was playing? Or Gary was excited for?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Capcom's... Capcom have took Deus Ex and Ghost in the Shell and stirred the two up to create this sort of crazy espionage game set in Neo-Paris where you play part of a resistance against some huge corporation that are selling this... It's like a sort of augmentation that is like it sort of forces people to get addicted to it. It becomes like a drug. And you can share memories and you can take other people's memories and it's like sharing experiences. But people get hooked on sharing experiences, and they become junkies and things like that. And I suppose I'm not very far in the game, but I suppose the whole goal of the resistance you play for is to try and break the hold that this machine has on people and to ultimately eliminate it because it's bad and it's ruining the world. And obviously it's Neo-Paris, you've got great big neon signs and it still feels very French. Everywhere you look there's little bakeries, and then you turn around from this little bakery and then there's a shop where you can buy a customized android to do your bidding. You know, it's like, it's absolutely nuts, but, and you can play with people's memories and things. It's really cool sitting outside people's windows and then going inside their heads and things like that. I think it's a really cool game. And I bought that for the PlayStation 3, and so far I'm enjoying it.
How about you, Anthony? What have you been watching?
What I watch? I've been playing a game. I've been playing Persona 4 Arena, and I'm getting pretty good at it. I'm getting the combos down, that's all that matters. And it's a very pretty game, obviously, and it's good fun. You know, I'm into any fighting game that I can get into that's not Tekken or anything like that. And it's just, I don't know, I would like to know more people locally who I could play with rather than jumping online, because my internet connection's awful for multiplayer stuff. But yeah, at Iacon, Greg, we'll definitely have to...
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, I quite like that game myself. I've got it. It's... The thing with that game, though, do you not find that the auto-combo thing gets a bit cumbersome? You know, if you press the button too many times accidentally, it just skips into an auto-combo.
I don't do bad execution, Greg. No, I know what you mean, yeah. You've just got to be careful not to mash.
Don't mash. Sometimes you get cornered and you can't help it. I'm a pretty panicky player, though, so...
Concentrate. But, yeah, it's a good game. I've not played the single play yet. I did start watching the anime as well, but...
You might want to finish watching the anime before you play the single.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do that.
It'll make more sense. It won't make any sense unless you do.
I'll do that, then.
Yeah.
Something else I watch... I can't remember the bloody name of it. It's, is it on here? Sorry about this. I did have it written down. I can't seem to see it. Where are we? It's that Yami Shibai, Japanese Ghost Stories. I watched the first episode because there was a person I follow on Tumblr. I don't know who it is, but they always post like stills from like horror anime and like manga and stuff. And I was like, that looks really interesting, and I checked it out. And it's this weird, literally 3-4 minutes long short stories of these weird like ghost stories that aren't particularly scary. And it's like animated, like a flash cartoon at times where literally there'll be a guy running away and it'll be just one still of him moving down the street with his legs up in the air. It's weird looking, but it's charming.
Like an anime, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
No, not even that, because it's not like someone telling the story. It's like, I don't know, the first episode, this guy, I think he moves into a new house or something, and he gets these notes that keep popping up in his house, and... Apparently, from what I gather, that's a note to do with death or something. I'm not too in tune with Japanese like folklore and all that kind of stuff, so I didn't really understand it, but this ghost turns up at the end, basically.
Yeah.
Well, I'll stick with it. It's 4 minutes long.
That sounds pretty
Probably
cool.
Chuck it all. But I just thought I'd give it a blast after seeing it on Tumblr.
Might have to give that a look.
Yeah, I think, was that on Crunchyroll? I don't know. Maybe think I'll think that folklore thing.
I quite like your recommendations, stories. Actually. After Akuma
so you
Panel
should.
Well. Yeah.
Oh, did you
Akuma
like that, Panel. Did you?
Yeah, that was good. I like that.
Did you watch it all?
I've not watched it all, yeah.
Oh, I check it out. Keeps Brian didn't like it.
What was that now?
Akuma Hana, the Flowers of Evil.
Oh, yeah. Don't like that.
Oh, I loved it. What you watch, Brian?
Oh, that's a good question. What am I going to discuss? So many things.
Oh, you're only allowed two.
Oh no, very. Oh
you
no.
You can't have to be selective.
I'm only going to pick two.
Oh, rule shoots me.
I haven't got much to say about any of these. That's the problem. I've been watching a lot of Rockford Files.
What on earth for?
On the third series, because it's really good. It's the best detective show.
Oof.
For some reason, I'm on the third season, and there's lots of these episodes I've not seen, so I don't know whether they weren't in rotation when they were showing it over and over again on ITV3 or ITV4, whichever one they were showing it on.
Mm.
But yeah, I hadn't seen many of these. And there's the problem with watching these sort of old pre video, home video TV shows is they'll cycle in a lot of the guest stars again and again playing different characters because they're assuming you're not going to see this again until it goes into syndication, and there'll be like a big gap between episodes, so you won't notice that guy who played Mr. Feeney in Boy Meets World has shown up playing two different characters over two series. But yeah, when you're watching them one after another on DVD, then yes, you suddenly go, hey, it wasn't too bad with him because he was playing two distinct different types of characters. One was a lawyer and one was a antique collector who was involved in something dubious. But there was a guy who's played at least two different federal agents so far. One who was perfectly fine and the other guy who was corrupt. And he was like, hang on, are you the same character you were before? Because there are other actors who do have characters who only appear like once a season, and they are playing the same character. It's very confusing. The 70s. Thank goodness videotape came along and sorted that all out, except for the bill.
The bill.
They'd cycle you in and out of that as well.
Oh, the bill. Yeah, everyone watched the bill.
Yeah, until it went bad. I didn't like it once it turned into a soap opera. When it was just like a police procedural thing.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, you'd actually get comedy episodes, and they'd all be self-contained. You wouldn't get the continuing ones. Was it turned to a soap opera? I gave up on it. Anyway, I wasn't watching The Bill, though, because I don't have that on DVD. I've been watching a bunch of 80s live-action Japanese superhero things, so what shall I pick to discuss? Mega Beast Investigator Juspion.
What's a Juspion?
That's the guy as the main guy's name. Right. It's about this guy and his android girlfriend, sort of female sidekick, and they're trying to stop these mega beasts rising. And in this first episode, they go to a planet and hang out in some sort of Star Wars cantina type situation, where these evil hunters are auctioning off this cute animal who saved them earlier on, and they rescue him, getting a big fight, and then eventually get into their giant robot and fight this giant mecha beast which shows up. It got a lot of energy, but it weirdly seemed like the characters had a lot of energy and it moved fast, but also very slowly at the same time because there was so much plot in this first episode. Because it was all setting things up, but
is it an episode or actual TV show?
Yeah, it's a TV show. It's one of the Metal Hero shows. I discovered there's a bunch of fan subbers who are subbing like 70s and 80s stuff that I wasn't aware of. So I grabbed that, and I grabbed some. What else did I grab? Which I haven't watched yet. Space Sheriff Gavin. But yeah, and also the first episode of the very first Kamen Rider. I probably should have talked about that. It was more interesting. Maybe I'll talk about that next
time. Yeah, hold it off.
I will.
You've done your two.
But yeah, I was expecting from you, Anthony.
What?
For you to tell me about what you thought about Die Buster.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready. Cut that bit out. I didn't get around to watching it because I was... cut it out.
That's so game-opening because...
I missed out. That was a genuine mistake, that as well, because I thought that was going to be Sunday. And then, what happened with Sunday again?
We didn't record on Sunday because the next episode was this one, and Greg was having his birthday thing on Sunday.
That's right. What did I do on Sunday? Oh, I went home. I've seen the new Wolverine film.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Better than the first one.
Hey, you've had your two watches.
I know. I want to try and stick it in.
Yes, so, yeah. If you want to find out about what I thought about Diverse, you can listen to last week's episode.
And if you want to hear what I thought about Wolverine, the new one, listen to next week's episode. Oh, no, it won't be.
It won't be.
If you want to watch a better film than Wolverine, go to the cinema and see Only God Forgives, starring Ryan Gosling.
Well, I've got that. That's on my watch list, but I don't know what I feel, because I've heard it's not as good as Drive. I love Ryan Gosling.
But you're not going to see any other Ryan Gosling film unless it's as good as Drive.
I love The Notebook.
Drive's fantastic, but this is good. This holds upon its own.
I'll check it out on Google. I like your recommendations, Greg, just like you like mine.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. Right. Let's do this.
Weekly retro recap. Unlike Anthony, I remember to watch it this week.
Yeah, so did I.
Astro Boy episode 3, which is a bit confusing because when the dub was originally shown, this episode was shown as episode 5. Causing confusion in this episode, Astro Boy discovers two of his new powers.
That you never see for a while.
That we know that you already have seen him used when it was originally shown.
Ah, okay, so they've done a good.
Yeah, the Crackle reorder is ordered as the Japanese episode order rather than the original US screening. So, it now makes sense. This is episode Destination Deimos. So, yes, Professor Dr. O'Shea is off to Mars because a bunch of robots have disobeyed orders and have gone crazy. So he tells Astro to stay at home with Nora, the boring...
This is harsh. Go on, go on.
Which Astro goes, no, I'm not going to do that. So Astro stows away on board the ship and almost causes some sort of disaster because there's too much weight on board the ship as they leave, but O'Shea forgives him and lets him come along on their adventure. And yes, there's a dome collapse which Astro saves when he discovers he's got rockets in his arms, but also learns that the robots are helping out as well. They've not gone crazy, they're doing something specific. Then along comes this guy called Viper and his robots, and he's there to destroy these malfunctioning robots, and he gives them an hour to sort it out. And the robots have apparently discovered something which is giving out a distress call, which only robots can hear. In sort of like this big, what would you describe it as? Some sort of sphere buried deep in Mars.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's something that's been like buried there for millennia.
Yeah,
whatever else, but there's someone there.
Yeah, it's definitely been there a long time. Well, at least from what the thing is. So they can't get in because their drills can't get through it. But the voice inside tells Astro that he can use his digibeam, which he wasn't even aware he had, to cut through, which he does, goes inside and meets an alien who wants Astro to go with her, but he decides he wants to stay on Earth because that's his home.
I wish I could learn something if someone was to say it to me, like, French. That's all she does. She just says, oh, use the digibeam. Speak the French. It'd be great.
I didn't even know I knew Spanish.
Be great.
Yes, I assume this is at least a little bit more foreshadowing. Eventually, I'm hoping there's an episode where we get the true origin rather than the origin we got in the first episode.
I want to watch more. I should watch Astro Boy.
But the Palin scan wasn't as annoying in this episode, possibly because the backgrounds weren't as interesting, and there wasn't as many characters on screen in one go as there was in the first episode I watched.
Did you skip episode 2 entirely?
I did, yes.
Oh, dirty.
I know.
Dirty.
I always liked the idea of Astro Boy.
It's good.
I'd always like some sort of crossover movie where he dukes it out with Mega Man. I always thought that would be a pretty cool idea.
I'm sure there's got to be fan art for that. Yeah. It has to be.
So, yeah, I'm willing to watch the next episode.
I'm falling quite in with this. It's so easy watching, and I always feel like you kind of gain something.
You have to acclimatise occasionally to the dub.
I just accept it. Easy come, easy go with this, I think. So.
But I'm guessing reordering the episodes in the correct order is probably going to remove some of the problems people had with it originally.
I just can't help but feel sorry for Norma, the robot that gets left behind. Because the professor's like, oh, I'm going for a week. So you already know he's going to be gone for a long time, and Astro Boy's just like, nah, she's going to stay on her own. She's left alone for a week. Poor little woman. You assume it's a woman.
And she she's a robot.
Well, yeah, I got it. Well,
she looks a bit like, what's the maid called in Jetsons?
Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rose or something like that.
Yeah, she's kind of got that shaped head.
Yeah, I'm definitely up for this. I mean, to be honest, I forgot this is like a retro recap for other stuff as well, because I feel like I fell quite into this, so...
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of time. Whichever episode is going to annoy me most on the dub or the pan and scan will be the breaking point, I suspect.
I'm waiting for something not to happen. The next
that could be it.
Not happen. Like, if there's no kind of gain, there's nothing gained in it or achieved, even by the end of it, that's it.
But yeah, because my big impression from this episode was there's not a lot really happens, but it moves at a fair old clip.
Mm.
It never feels like it's dragging its heels. I was like, oh, blimey, it's 15 minutes into it already. There's only 5 minutes left.
Don't forget that the woman, the alien woman from the end, I presume alien, she says that she leaves a message that says Astro Boy is like the bind between humans and robots. Working
humans
together.
And robots should get along better, and Astro should lead the way.
Yeah.
Thankfully. And they say it's Galaxian or something, which suggests that they know this alien language from before, because he's got his translating device.
I feel like it won't live up to whatever they're building to. Like, I feel like the ingredients are there, but they're just going to...
Or it'll turn out that they never dubbed the episodes.
Oh, yeah, that would be
where that's dealt with.
If that's the case, I don't want to pursue... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I definitely want to watch it.
Okay, on to our Iacon preview.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and first up, let's get our shameless plugs out of the way. Let's plug the stuff involving us and people who are... occasionally on this
podcast. That's nice of you.
It is. I'm generous. And I shall do this by looking up on my Google Calendar, where I've put all these things down.
Oh, you actually got a calendar set up for the weekend?
Yeah, I've put all the things I might be interested in going to on the calendar. This was before the schedule was out. I was trying to figure out the schedule from what people had posted on the forum. And there was like two huge gaps on Saturday and Sunday afternoon, which are still pretty huge gaps. Because I ain't going to the masquerade.
No.
I want to say this now. This is a stacked convention.
It is stacked for things to do.
This is so stacked.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the first convention in absolutely ages where I've looked at the schedule and I've thought, there's actually a lot of things I want to do rather than just one or two.
There's too much going on.
Yeah, because usually I'll go to a convention and there's probably one or two things I want to see, and then that's me done for the weekend, and I'll just do some hanging out with people that I've not seen for ages and get drunk and things like that. But now I'm actually looking at the schedule, I'm like, wow, you know.
I just want to compare it to GemuCon's schedule. I mean, side by side.
Oh, GemuCon's schedule, nothing can compete with that, ask you. Nothing.
The games room is incredible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, every single Nintendo 64 worked without fail.
And obviously, they haven't even released the video schedule, so we don't know what's in video rooms and what's in the cinema, what's in the games rooms.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like a Street Fighter tournament.
The games room is going to be the sort of the usual. I reckon a lot of fair few fighting games, some sort of retro old stuff, like a couple of arcade cabs.
Now, is it in that Roots building or is that Roots building closed this year? Because I know the registration's moved.
I'm not totally sure what's going on. I've not been to Warwick for donkey.
Decades.
So. Well, since 2009, that was the last time I was in Warwick.
Because I know the registrations is in the conference reception now. So
I don't know where that is.
There's a map.
Is that not where it was before when you go down those big steps?
No. That's the Roots building.
Oh, I expect that's not closed up because I really like that building. It's like a central hub.
Yeah. Yes,
hubs are great. They are,
yes, they are. But I mean, you can use the conference building as well. That's got that area upstairs. It's got the cafe.
Yeah. They are. Wasn't there a FOP in there as well? A CD shop.
Yeah, something like that.
There was a music shop in there.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I remember just like randomly waltzing in there and coming out with CDs. I was like, oh,
don't you pay for them?
I did, yeah. Awesome. And you just walk in and walk out. No, I did pay for it.
Without realising. Where do these CDs come from?
Subconsciously went in there and paid for some music and then walked out and went, oh, I've got these now.
Okay. Right. First up on the Friday at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Anthony, it's you.
Oh, it's me.
Richard Perrin.
What about it?
Well, let people know what it is.
I'm kidding. I'm pleased you are doing the timings because I always forget when stuff's going on. So yeah, this is called Instantly Explicit. It's called Fucking Video Games. And we are going to be... I could tell you what the... What's the word I'm looking for? Damn, what's... They always say it in films. Damn, it's like it begins with an R. Shit. I don't know. Artillery, it's not an R.
Itinerary.
The artillery. Well, yeah, basically, it's me and Perrin. We're talking about games while... We've openly said we're going to be drinking at the same time. Anyone who knows Richard Perrin, I'm not bad-mouthing him. He's a nice guy, but he can reduce you. He can anything you say, he'll flip it round or be mean about it in a joking way. Basically, I'm going to be this punch bag to some degree, but it's going to be funny. We're openly allowed to just be really off the wall. As Perrin says, he wants to make it as offensive as possible. I've said, I don't know about that. Hands up in the air. I don't know about that. Cause, you know, we've got to see these people later on in the day. We can't just completely blow out, but yeah, he wants this big, basically we're discussing like the next gen consoles and he wants to have the, like us disagreeing with the audience and them disagreeing with us, no doubt, because it will happen. Yeah. Nobody knows stuff about games that goes to anime cons.
Is it going to be this sort of like Carl Pilkington, Ricky
Gervais? No! See, I'm always acceptant of that stigma, but it's obvious who's who. That's what I don't like about this. I don't like the fact that you're saying Richard's Carl Pilkington. It's really... But no, I think it's going to be a laugh. It's only an hour long, so we've got a lot to go through in that hour. And it's probably going to be us discussing things, hopefully the audience saying, nah, you're talking rubbish. And we say, nah, we're talking truth in a better way than that. It's going to be a hoot. And if you like video games and people getting annoyed at each other and me kind of complaining about stuff, because I'll be whining. No, but people be saying Animal Crossing's good, and I'll be saying no. Oh,
I think I'll be going with it, and I think I'll be agreeing with you wholeheartedly, to be honest about it.
Yeah, exactly. People will agree to disagree. Yeah.
And then next up from people who appear on this podcast at 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock is me doing an illustrated history of anime penguins, where I will not be getting angry at anybody. I will be stone cold sober, and it'll be...
So he says...
It'll be a complete joy. Yeah. Yes, it'll be full of all the positivity that is absent from Anthony and Richard.
Oh, yeah. Mom, we may as well be called the anti-panel, because games are no longer fun, and we're going to talk about that. Yeah, I would... See, I think yours is going to be a girls panel. I don't mean that in a bad way. But penguins are girls' animals.
I'm gonna be coming up at these panels. I'm gonna come at these from like a sort of spectator's point of view, because I'm not doing a lot over the weekend apart from the one thing, and I'm just gonna be coming along to these and just watching. But I'm gonna get an education in penguins.
Yes, you are. Boy, there's a lot of them. Far more than I was expecting.
I only know of one penguin in anime so far, and that's the little dude from Evangelion whose name escapes me at this present time.
Pen-Pen,
that's the one.
Oh, he's clued up. Yeah. I expect you're wearing a tuxedo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
That's not happening. Oh, I hope you're wearing my kick-out T-shirt if it gets to
you. Not a penguin onesie.
That'd be great. A Kigu.
I will not be dancing in my Piplup costume, no. That won't be happening.
Dancing in your Piplup Kigu.
Are you wearing your... Pikachu Kigu?
Me? Yeah.
Anthony?
Oh, Anthony. Yeah.
Great.
The one who's actually got one. I didn't know Greg had got one.
No, I've not, no.
Are you looking for your cosplay? I didn't know why you were looking. You'd already got one.
Well, it's a bit tight. Well, as I've discussed, it's...
Then people don't have to see all your ripped abs from gym work you've been doing.
Yeah, what's this Kenshiro cosplay? When's this going to happen? Are we going to see you dressed as Kenshiro in this fucking
video? It's
going to
happen in the year 1990X, whatever it is.
Actually, I think you should dress as Kenshiro anyway. I think you should just put a pair of jeans on, take your shirt off, and just let me draw finger holes on your
chest. I'll tell you what, Greg. On the Friday evening, depend on what party it is, I'm a Shonen Knife concert, which we're going to get to, maybe. I hear lots of sighs.
There are bouncers on that student union.
Yeah.
I'll let you in.
What are they going to do against Kenshiro? They're already dead.
You saw what happened to Mr. Hart, yeah.
Well, no, in regards to the Pikachu, it's too small. As I've said, it's made in Japan, and the Japanese...
Little Japanese girls aren't big Geordie men, basically, is what you're
not
saying.
Not big. Big. Slender. But yeah, I'm not built with their physique. I'm jealous of their physique. I'm not even knocking it.
You should have got one of those big baggy ones, then.
Yeah. That got the biggest bloody size. I'm sure I'm an XXL with this. This feels like a 12-year-old Thomas the Tank Engine. I don't know why a T-shirt. I don't know why a 12-year-old would wear it, but it's very small.
Wearing a Thomas the Tank Engine.
Nor do I know why, what they're like, but yeah.
Okay, on Saturday at midday, Niall Flanagan of Secret of Sailor Madness and occasionally this podcast is doing Norse mythology in the theatre. Oh, yes, we should say yes. Your previous one yesterday is in the theatre, and mine is in...
Conference,
or whatever it's called. It's got a fun, fancy pants name.
Norse myths.
It's called Conference. Woodskowen, I think, is the other name for it.
I don't remember any of them being all jazzed up last time.
No, it's called Conference on the event schedule, and it's Woodskowen on the events
like a character from descriptions. Game of
Yeah, I had to double check whether it had moved, but no, that is the same room, just a different name for it. Yeah, so he's doing a talk on Norse mythology and anime, and that's in the theatre. And manga as well, possibly. And then following this...
Directly
following him, and where are you for this one?
The conference.
You're in the conference as well.
The Wood Elf place, whatever it was called.
Hey, I thought you were playing StarCraft 2, not...
very clever.
Yes, your StarCraft 2 Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. I didn't know it was going to be called that.
Are you doing this one drunk as well, Anthony?
No, this is serious business. It's not me playing at all. It's, we all know StarCraft 2. Yeah. RTS game. 2 hours long of, Perrin and I once again. I'm going to be sick of the sight of him. We're basically host a little 2v2 tournament on a custom built map, which basically we and the games master, who will be, well, probably not out of sight, he'll be there, he'll be visible, on a computer, and he basically dictates the flow of the game. You can do all sorts of jazzy things. I've still not had a chance to sit down with the map to see what it's capable of, so, if you do happen to be there, don't ask something that is totally obscene, because basically what we'll do, we'll be wandering around the audience, and the audience say, oh, drop a nuke on his base. And we say, yeah, drop a nuke on his base. And then we call out the GM. And he does it. And it's going to be a laugh. And hopefully a hoot.
And a holler.
And a holler. Whoops and hollering. But yeah, I didn't know it was going to be as long as 2 hours. It seems like it's a long one, that. Even I'm saying that. And
that's going to be a few matches. That's going to be a few matches.
Yeah, I assume that's to let lots of different people have a go. Yeah.
Well, Brian, you shouldn't have said that. People are going to turn up thinking they're going to have a go. It's a 2v2. I don't know who the four are yet, but it's going to be comrades of our own, so...
Okay.
Were you expecting the crowd to jump up?
Yeah.
But what if this guy, he's giving the big I am.
He's giving the big I am and he gets torn down, that's even better, isn't it?
Well, no, but I don't want to have to tell somebody how to play on stage.
I suppose, yeah.
But no, I know what you're saying, but, those guys who run these, they're like these closed events. I'm an open guy, I'm willing to get in with anyone. Like, I'm willing to get people up on stage. And so I did that with the AMV thing at KitaCon. I was like, you know what, you guy there, swap over with me. And I swapped over somebody in the crowd. That was fun. I like stuff like that. But yeah, come along to that. If you like StarCraft, definitely come along. If you don't like StarCraft, you're probably going to hate this. I'm not even going to lie. It's StarCraft. Very StarCraft. But it should hopefully be fun if... Because you don't need to know a lot about the game to be able to say, chuck a bomb on that guy.
Yeah.
And then see their reaction. Because they're not going to know what they're doing. What we're doing. Because they're going to have headphones in. And then just bang, the base is going to blow up. They're going to panic.
So this might be a laugh, because I played StarCraft a little bit when it came out. I've got StarCraft 2.
Oh, we'll have to have a game.
I'm not very good at it.
Nah, I'm not good either. Yeah. Yeah, that's till 3 o'clock.
It is, yeah. And then next from me at 8 o'clock in the theatre, running to 10 o'clock, is Mazztravaganza 7.
Ove!
What did you say? Ole there?
Ove.
Ove.
Where I shall be playing the usual lot of nonsense. Video clips of mainly parody stuff, some music videos, some wrestling, some trains, some video game stuff. This is not the old trade video, this is an entirely new trade video. I found another mentalist on Eco Video who's obsessed with trains. And his entire account is pretty much just train music videos.
Oh, God. Well, that other one that I've seen, I think, twice now, I feel awkward.
The guy who was totally moe for...
Yeah.
Transport for London, yes.
I sit there and I'm crossing my legs and folding my arms. I just can't get comfortable when that's on.
The whole point is it makes you uncomfortable.
It does.
It's like a really cutesy song played to soft focus images of Transport for London video.
And that's not all. It feels like it goes on for weeks.
Yeah, it goes on quite a long time.
That's what's great about
this new train video goes on quite a long time as well, but... Mm. Yeah.
I've got a request for something that I'd like you to play, Brian. I'd like you to play, you know, the Snap video.
Oh, I don't know if I've got the Snap video anymore.
Oh, damn it.
I'll dig around if I find it.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Especially when it's been the last Icon. Hell, throw in the bloody... all sorts of other... Oh, actually, I think Snap would flip. You know the picture you linked me where he's got the fishnet...
Oh, that one. Yes, the picture of a scary ghost.
Yeah, he wants to be on the review episode of this as well, so yes. You'll probably hear him shortly.
I need to update the guests thing. I should put that in his guest photo.
That'd be glorious, because he would actually legitimately be a bit upset and ask you to take it down. It's great. Do it.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, 2 hours. There may be an appearance of... A game from this very podcast may show up during that.
Oh, and who do you pull in there?
Well, unlike you, I'm going to bring people onto the stage from the audience.
I don't want to be a part of this. I don't mean like that.
You don't want to lose on stage.
Well, yeah.
Happy to lose on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm not shamed.
When people can't see the tears in his eyes and the quiver in his lip, it's not, you know.
You can only hear the quivering of my voice. You can't see me shaking.
But yeah, thankfully I grabbed all the Attack on Titan clips that I wanted to before they enforced the copyright on the music. Because if you look on YouTube now, most of those opening parodies are just the video now without the music.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
See, Brian was the hunter in those videos. They were the pro.
That's true.
I'm pleased, because I was saying this to someone the other day. I'm all for Attack on Titan. But I'm sick to death of seeing it everywhere I look.
I'm sick of the theme tune. That's the one thing I'm sick of.
Well, you may be really sick of it by the end of Mads Travaganza.
I'm sick to death of that show. I've not watched it for a little while because I feel like I don't have to.
They've changed the theme tune.
I've heard it's really good. Choral.
The second theme tune's fantastic. But like the first theme tune, just because it became a meme and people were like, oh my gosh, this goes with everything.
Or even a meme. I've done that as well. I called it a meme until...
I've heard a meme. See, this is trying to be the new Giles theme.
It is.
And even that's not that good.
It's not the new Giles theme, though, is it? It's not.
The problem is so many of them are just like, here's the opening to another anime with this theme tune stuck behind it. No attempt to make parody of it at all.
That's the problem with them. There are some really good ones out there, I must say.
You could probably do that without any anime intro, and it would kind of work.
Yeah, there's for some reason, certain intros get that. There's even one, like, when we get to Aniston Armageddon, which we might as well do now, which is on the next event we're doing, which is Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in the theatre, where I will be there, Anthony will be there, Greg will be there, Niall will be there, Leon should be there, Ebby will be there, Gary most likely will be there, because he also doesn't drink, so he's, and also loves tea, so it's a really good chance that Gary will be there. There'll be loads of us all on a panel where we'll be trying to pin down what was the greatest anime song from 1998, the year of the very first Iacon. And there'll be audience participation. I have some, it'll be, what's the program called? Ainsley Harriet. Then he's cooking.
Ready, Steady, Cook.
Ready, Steady, Cook, yes. Yeah. There'll be some green and red cards I've got for the audience to vote.
Green peppers and red tomatoes.
Well, a certain section of the audience, so I haven't bought that many pieces of green and red cards. Yeah. We'll just have a jury of audience members.
I just want to say that Brian's Mad Extravaganza was in the theatre.
Yes, it was in the
theatre. Don't forget that.
Did mention
it. So was this. Oh, you did mention it, yes. Did you?
Yeah, this
damn it! Is
also in the theatre, yes.
If you only stumble to one event this weekend because you end up getting that drunk that quickly.
What? Come to Aniston Armageddon. If you're drinking all through the night, we don't want you there. Yeah. We don't want any vomit.
No, I was going to say make it to Mad Extravaganza. Yeah. Because that'd be hilarious when you totally.
Agreed.
Yeah, well, hilarious and also maybe traumatising.
Yeah.
Disturbing, life-ruining.
It's traumatising when you're sober.
But yeah, basically, the only thing starting at 8 o'clock on the Saturday, you have a choice between me at Mad Extravaganza 7 or Hentai 2, The Porn Supremacy. Now, which one are you going to go to? If you go to the Hentai one, I am assuming you are having a trouser forage. See you there at 5.
I was going to mention as well that if you don't want to hear Askew and Perrin talk the cold, hard, naked truth about video games, you could go to the Swedish fanfiction contest.
No, I forgot that was on. I mean, we might have to drop out.
Hey, it's in the National Grid room.
The National Grid.
We'll get to those.
The Grid.
But yeah, Alice on Armageddon, and then next after that, following us straight away is Elliot Page, who filled in admirably for Anthony last week, and his cohorts on the UK. What's it called? The UK...
UK Anime Network Live podcast.
There's so many things with UK anime, and I can never remember which one's which. Yes, yeah. UK Anime Network Live podcast they're doing straight after us. And it's my intention to record the Aniston Armageddon and release that as a podcast.
Good.
Providing the technical... Well, if the technical wherewithal is not there, I'll try and remember to bring my blue microphone and we'll record it off that.
Well, I'll bring my Mac...
Well, I'll bring my laptop anyway.
Oh,
well, I did ask whether we'd be able to run out of the soundboard straight into. So whether we could take what's going into the microphones and record that directly. Mm.
Yeah.
Which unfortunately wouldn't really any audience. But there should be like radio mics to speak to the people in the audience as well.
I'm going to be so hungover for that. I'm going to be on top form, like, because I'm a professional like that. I am, I had food poisoning.
We both are. What we'll do, Askew, is we'll go and make a pact to hold the vomit and the shakes.
Yes. I'm not going to be sick.
You're such a professional, you're doing a panel where you've agreed to both get drunk while doing it.
Well, I don't think I'll be able to, because I like to give a good, you know, a good, not even a good show, just I like to be at my best. I don't feel...
Yes. I did amateur dramatics, and the one thing we were told, drilled into our heads, was do not go on stage drunk. Mm. It might make you feel more confident, it will not make you be better on stage.
No.
It'll only make you worse.
Yeah. No doubt I'll still be a little bit drunk from the night before for Aniston Armageddon, but I'll be on the ball, like always. Yeah.
Oh, we'll be on top form, rest assured.
Providing I look at the calendar.
I was going to say, I was beeping to it.
I knew it was coming. Oh, God. Thinking at the same pace.
And then I think that's it for people who appear on this podcast.
Yeah. So that's Iacon. See you there.
Yeah, only comes to the ones we're doing. Okay, let's go through. I said make a list of five things we're going to possibly we're interested in. We've said this before, and we've not necessarily gone to everything.
I want you to do what you and Abby did for me and Leon. Made us go to a panel that was a bit daft. I want you to do that for me and Greg. Well, we've got to go to a panel, but you decide where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, blimey.
There's a lot of bizarre ones to choose from. Don't make it too early.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Amateur voice acting. First thing, Saturday.
Well, I'll get to that as we go through, I think.
Okay, okay.
It can't good. Be Ivan gate-crashing the ball-jointed doll meet-up with his Kenshiro action... Oh, no, I think it might be a Rao action figure.
That's amazing.
At one Amicon.
That is a glorious...
And they were perfectly happy with him being there with his action.
Oh, you wouldn't disagree with Ivan, would you?
That is true. Yeah. A madman is coming with a Fist of the North Star action figure. Really, we should just organise a meet-up for people with... Like an opposing meet-up sometime with people just bringing action figures rather than ball-jointed dolls.
Isn't that the last day of school at a primary school?
Yeah, pretty much like that. Toy day. Last panel of con. Everyone bring their toys. that's a suggestion for... I can think of at least one convention which might be interested in that. Okay. So first on my list, I don't know if anyone's got anything earlier than this, was the Shonen panel.
Hold on.
Which... Shonen Showcase, I believe it's now called. Which takes place at 2:00 in the conference room, where they will be talking about shonen stuff, I would imagine. I have not looked at the description of it. Yes. Yeah. Shonen anime aimed at boys. There we go.
Who's running that? Oh, well, stuff that.
I have no idea.
I don't care.
I'll go to it as long as there's not too much emphasis on Naruto.
Well, it says here, from Mazinger Z, from Astro Boy, right to the present day. So they...
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So, yeah, hopefully that will be better than the Shonen Jump thing from Kirkcon, which I offended the runners of.
And I still don't hear the end. Well, that's due, because I live close to them now. I actually do.
Yes, that's the first thing on my list, and that is Friday at 2:00 in the conference room. How about you guys? What's the first thing which catches your eye?
Well, I was going to say Super Sentai versus Icon, but I can now see that clashes with an Illustrated History of Anime Penguins, but I did want to catch the Super Sentai panel just because I thought that might be mighty interesting.
Well,
to sort of get...
I myself may go to the first half of that and then head to my panel halfway through and try not to set an alarm which goes off halfway through their paneling. penguins.
Penguin.
Yeah, penguin.
That'd be great. Oh, man.
Okay, maybe I will do that. No, that would be a jerk thing to do.
Last Icon, you can do whatever you like, Brian.
Yeah,
people, I am planning on going to other anime cons after this. I'm not planning. This isn't like an Operation Burn All My Bridges.
Well, I'm going to be way earlier than that. I'm probably going to go to the industry panel. It's only on for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
In the theatre, and it's the guys who brought Bebop to Blu-ray over here, so they'll probably get a lot of people going up and shaking their hand, I'd imagine. That's where it is, going to be half an hour of guys on stage and the crowd come up and shaking their hands and patting them on the back.
Whilst we're on the subject of Friday, I'm going to mention the Shonen Knife concert.
Greg mentioned the Shonen Knife concert then.
Yeah, everyone should go to the Shonen Knife concert. They are a fantastic band. Now, people will say, they're described on the Icon website as pop punk, but I don't really want to call them pop punk.
Oh, why?
Because I don't want to give them that label, because far be it, they've got this thing with them that pop punk doesn't have, just this innocence. Absolutely brilliant. And they do really good Ramones covers as well, which I'm hoping they play a couple. I just think they've got this, there's just something about them that just sets them apart from other pop punk bands, and it's just probably why they've kept going for so long and why they've remained quite popular.
And they're finally a musical guest at a UK anime con that I've heard of.
Yeah, a musical guest that I'm actually excited for once. I mean, previous times there's been, Gothica have played a couple of conventions over in the UK.
Don't get blood!
Oh no, we don't talk about blood. No, I don't.
Do we not?
No, I don't like Visual K. At all.
Oh, okay.
No, blood weren't great. I wasn't that sold on Blood.
Anything else from Friday which strikes your fancy?
I'm sad because I wanted to go and see the counterculture of anime fandom. I was just, you know what? I thought, like, oh, this is right up my street. People complain about the fans.
And... It's not people complaining. I don't think it's going to be people complaining about the fans.
Well,
that's going to be Anime Room 101.
Yeah, that is something that actually that I should have mentioned.
That is a strange mix of people.
Yeah. But
there's people on there I'd expect to see there, and people I would not expect to see.
What do you mean? Like, who?
No, I'll leave it at that.
I'm going to end up getting drunk and preparing for Shonen.
Mind you, if I go to Anime Room 101, there's always going to be the temptation for me to heckle very loudly.
Yeah, I mean...
To be honest, we could go at that and still hit the Shonen knife.
Oh, yeah, we could, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go back and drop my laptop off somewhere safe and then probably grab a bite to eat and then get a Shonen knife.
Unfortunately, where we're staying is like the furthest away.
It is, yes. On to Saturday. Okay, what have I got on my list? I had Shonen knife on my list. So I was thinking of checking out, first thing at 10 o'clock, History of Magical Girls R, which is, I think, the second one of these History of Magical Girls that's been done. I think they did one at Amicon, which I didn't go to last year. I didn't go to the con, let alone the panel.
People just for the panel.
So, yeah, I think I might go and check that out, because I looked at the PowerPoint from that, and it seemed much better than the PowerPoints I do. So I hope the panel's much better than the panels I do. Because my panels are like a race to cram as much information as I put in the panel in an hour, which will be the case again with the Penguins. Yeah, so that runs for 2 hours, and that's 10 o'clock in the conference. Alternatively, what is the Super Robot panel? That was the question, because it's running National Grid, which made me scratch my head.
Well, I've never been to the National Grid.
It's
room,
a strange room.
New room, is it?
No, it was there before. No. I think last time we did an Icon preview, we
loved the name.
Yeah. We loved the name. We were wondering what it was. We thought it was like some sort of
National Grid.
Okay, yeah. Where did Super Robots come from? Apparently, it's like a potted history of robots.
Yeah.
So, alternatively, I might go to that. One of those two things, probably to avoid the queue to get into the dealer room, which also opens at 10.
Mm-hmm. The Super Robot panel does sound quite interesting if I manage to scrape myself out of bed in time, which I probably should. I mean, I tend to be able to function on very little sleep at these events.
I think as long as you get about 4 hours
a
day.
Yeah.
When I've had less than 4 hours, I've been in a foul mood, which is... It'd now be 2005, where I spent the entire Saturday. No, I think every day apart from the Friday, I was in a really foul mood from lack of sleep.
Yeah, Super Robot.
What's you in a foul mood, Brian? What do you do? Give us some traits.
I don't know. I wouldn't even know. I'd probably just simmer. Simmer, having to move out of rooms where people are annoying me.
He sees red.
You can see the steam coming off him, just light.
Yeah, it's like gear 3 for Luffy in One Piece.
They meant the Greg's car.
Gear 3 for Greg's car.
Trying to pull off really slow.
Do you know what the big joke about my car is? I've now got an Autobot logo to stick to it.
That is a joke. You're a girl's dream.
My absolute banger is going to become a babe magnet once I put that Autobot logo on.
Oh, any girl's dream.
Yeah.
Yes, that's my first thing which interests me on Saturday. How about you guys?
Saturday, well, yeah, it'd be the Super Robot panel for me. I quite like the idea of the Japanese literature panel. I don't know if that'd be... That seems
Where's
quite
that
interesting.
Us?
It shouldn't
that?
Seem interesting, but...
It's theatre at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it's either going to be like a sort of a wild card. That's either going to be pretty boring or pretty interesting.
Okay,
I might. Like
I want to. I think our panel that we've got to go to, Greg, should be how to look good nearly naked.
That was what I was thinking as well. Preparation for your Kenshiro.
Oh, how to look good nearly naked? Yeah, mate. Is that going to be the one that we've got to go to? Is that
that's in studio. It's one of the cosplay panels at 11 o'clock.
Hey, ask you. We're going to get to meet Gok Wan.
I would like to think so. I would like to think so.
Gokwon at an anime convention.
Oh, someone in Gokwon. Cosplay.
Oh, there was a fursuit panel we could have gone to on a Sunday. Never mind. We'll stick with half that.
There's how to make tails on Friday.
And Nancy, you've got experience in that topic anyway, so.
I don't know how to make a bloody fursuit.
No, I mean how to look good nearly naked.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, that's a compliment.
And then post pictures of it on the internet. And then...
I never did that.
The digital comic art panel sounds quite cool as well. It clashes with StarCraft.
Well, I don't think that you've got to go to StarCraft. Do what you want, Craig.
No, I know. I'm just saying, though, not to tread on your toes. It clashes.
Don't forget, obviously, I'm definitely going to be at Niles. That's obviously, yeah. as we mentioned.
Yeah, I've got to go to that.
Check that out. After that, underwater cosplaying for photography.
No, we should go to How I Learned to Sing, Ask You.
No, you're already a good singer, though, Greg, and I'm really bad.
I'm really not.
You are. I've heard your singing.
You know, if you call being a good singer screaming at the top of your lungs.
You do your genre well. That's...
Yeah, I was thinking of possibly checking in on that anime Jeopardy, though I'm not quite sure why it's 3 hours long.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going on forever.
I'm going to say, what is a Pikachu?
Where's that at?
Anime Jeopardy, where is that?
Oh, yes, that's be an answer, yes.
See, I'm going to go to the Ketacon panel for Fate.
I don't know if I'll go to that. That might be cool, but I don't know if I'll go to it.
I'd be more interested in if they were doing a panel actually about their convention.
Yeah. Well, it's the next episode of their thing.
Yeah, I didn't like the first episode of their thing.
Yeah, have you been keeping up with it, Askew? Because I've not watched it.
There's only one episode out, isn't
it? I've not watched it yet. I don't know how many there are. I keep seeing screenshots of various members of the panel in their costumes, but...
Various members? You sure you're looking at the same site I am, You can tell this joke. And I'm pals with those guys. I generally thought the episode could have been worse, and I had a lot of fun watching it, actually.
That's damning with faint praise. Well, guys, it could have been worse.
I actually, in aspect, I give it a lot of good credit in terms of, like, just trying it and, like, writing something. Some of it's all right.
Anyway, yes, moving on. So then there's a masquerade at 5 o'clock or food break.
Yeah.
Sleep, afternoon nap.
And then, yes, Master Avaganza is that.
Me and Greg are in the masquerade.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, we've been signed up now.
No, we haven't been signed up. We might as well tell the audience and Brian. You know Hotline Miami, Brian?
Sorry. Say that sentence again so I can get my head into it.
The game. Sorry. Hotline Miami.
Okay, yeah, I didn't hear the first bit. I am aware of the game Hotline Miami.
Well, and you're aware of the idea of the people wear, like, big animal heads.
I do, yes.
Yeah. We have bought, Greg, Leon, myself, Peck, Adam Bird, some unfamiliar names there. We've all bought different coloured varsity jackets, which I've always wanted anyway. And we've all bought a different animal's head. And we're all going to dress up as characters from the game. And that's it, really.
Okay.
I see we've got Brian's blessing.
Well done, yeah. You.
I've not forget the fingerless leather gloves we bought.
Well, see, mine's not fingerless because I've got me Storage Wars gloves.
Oh, yeah, you need to cut
skeleton Storage Wars
gloves. No, you see, you could cut the fingers off them.
No, I'm not doing
that. I'm surprised you just haven't gone for a Storage Wars cosplay.
Oh, well, that'd be great.
A flannel shirt and some skeleton gloves.
That'd be great. Them gloves, have you seen them gloves, Brian?
I'm not aware. I probably have seen them. I don't know what you're talking about.
I will point out my Storage Wars gloves.
Do you want me to lend you a flannel shirt so you can do a Storage Wars cosplay?
Are these skeleton working gloves?
I don't know.
I'm looking up Storage Wars gloves and it takes me to Barry Weiss.
Barry
skeleton
Weiss.
Working gloves, lad.
Yeah, those ones,
oh,
yeah.
Has he got... How much
has
he got
his own brand now?
It's probably just somebody stuck the name so you know what to look for.
Yeah, they're the same. Are they similar? Oh, I can't even see mine on the floor. Oh, you bugger. I think they're similar to mine, but they're not right.
Well, yours aren't right, or
his aren't right.
I don't think either. Oh, I don't know, actually.
Skeleton Mechanics gloves.
But they're very cool.
Yeah.
Never oh, no, they're actually, they're better looking than mine, I might have to...
Did yours come with, like, one of those sort of skeleton one-piece Halloween costume things?
No, it didn't. I don't know why I'm getting so offended. I bought it off eBay and...
Just imagine you raving to Ebenezer Good in a skeleton suit under the neon light.
Oh, God.
And then after Bastravaganza, it's just discos. Oh, and a ghost story. You can get the last bit of the ghost story evening.
Are you afraid of the convention?
You could go into the ghost story evening at 10 o'clock and shout boo.
Yeah.
See if they're ever been suitably scared by that point. anything in the discos catch your fancy?
What, in like K-pop, J-Idol?
Yeah.
J-R&B, Junbi. J-Rock.
What is nerdcore? Define nerdcore.
It's snap. There you go. Define.
I want to know what fits into nerdcore.
I don't know, because my definition of nerdcore is probably not the definition of nerdcore he's using. I don't think he suddenly started being a hip-hop DJ who plays terrible hip-hop records.
Yeah, I don't think I have a definition of nerdcore.
It's like chiptunes and...
Yeah.
Some sort of hardcore rave, like Gabba, or that's what Snap used to be into. I don't know what he's into now.
Oh, yeah. I like my hard style.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
I'm DJ Snap.
What an amazing accent.
I'll tell you what, that is bang on.
It's like Devo from Fat Pie.
My name's DJ Snap, I'm from Birmingham.
But, yeah, so that's at 1 o'clock in the morning if you want to check out Nerdcore.
What o'clock in the morning did you say?
1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh God, that's late.
I think I should probably be asleep because I'm an old man.
Oh, Brian, you're going to party with us.
It's the usual ones that I'll probably end up flitting between all of them. To be honest, I don't usually stick to one room. No,
don't like this.
It's not don't like it. It's more listen to it for a little bit and then okay, I've heard that now. Next room. But yeah, I mean, there are the odd track I do like when they do play them. I mean, there's things on the J-Rock thing I like. I'm the same when I'm actually out and I'm at actual nightclubs and things as well. It's just, I go from floor to floor and there'll be the odd song I'll listen to and then I'll have to switch floors and I just spend a lot of time just walking them downstairs, going from floor to floor because I can't stick in one place because I can't, you know, I don't want to just sit and listen to one genre of music for too long. But yeah.
I mean, think you have twins and... Quintuplets. That guy was in the floor below.
Yeah, because I'll do my usual thing: stick for one track that I like, move to the next floor, see what's playing, maybe go back. But yeah, I mean the J Rock stuff is always usually pretty good. They used to play some nice stuff.
That is also at 1 o'clock in the morning for an hour.
Yes.
Well, see, I always make a pact that I want to go to the parties every con, and I never really do. I tend to just sit around chatting to people.
Yeah.
This year, you know what? Because the last IACON. I'm treating it like it's going to be the last thing ever, but...
well, you don't know what's going to happen in the closing ceremony.
It's the end of the world, yeah. Ashley. It's the end of the world.
Pete's going to get a gun out and...
Mows down.
Mows everyone down.
Hey, I'll tell you what,
lock all the doors and poison gas will come out the ceiling.
If that happens, your house will be getting searched, Brian. Because they'll think you were in on us.
Yeah.
People will listen to this and go, God.
Giving him ideas.
yeah. But yeah, I'll be tucked up after that. Then again, I'll be in bed late that night because we'll be in costume.
Yes,
we gotta get into character.
Cool.
I'm a method actor.
You're gonna go and bump off a few house full of flipping goons before you come to the convention.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think I could throw a stone with my eyes shut and I'd hit a few goons in an anime con. Goombas. Oh, Super Smash Brothers. Wait, not Super Smash Brothers. Mario Brothers, what am I talking about?
Okay, and then that brings us to Sunday, where Anthony will be up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for Anderson Armageddon, as previously mentioned. Is there anything else which catches your fancy on the Sunday?
Let's have a look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, sorry, go ahead, Greg.
I was just saying, let's have a look if you've got something to go first.
Yeah, I want to go to the Road Productions... Guyver Out of Control, OVA and Q&A.
Is this like a fandom?
No, no, it's, well, it's a little bit misleading, can't see why you would say that from the description.
I also, because of searching for Rogue Productions Guyver Out of Control, takes you immediately to Rogue Productions Guyver Out of Control fandom.
Oh, hold on a little. Oh, this is somewhat disappointing.
I think Sunday, actually, for me, is probably the most empty day. I mean, there's stuff I want to go to on the other 2 days, but Sunday's pretty...
Yeah, I was like, well, normally I go home on a Sunday.
Mm.
And I've chosen not to for some reason. And I was like, well, pub quiz, maybe. That's kind of the thing I'd stay for.
Where's that at?
That is at 9 o'clock.
Ah, right. See, I'd like to go to the closing ceremony, but I'm not interested in Sunday Night Live.
Nah. That's like the sort of Omake type thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of everything else involved.
Yeah, talent shows.
Yeah.
I can't see on air what I don't like.
No.
Okay.
Though we need to get up at 10 a.m. and go to the theatre on Sunday to see some real talent.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah.
If you want to see some fake energy.
I don't think it's going to be fake at all.
If you want to see a table full of cans of Relentless.
We're, like, hidden behind them. Like.
Yeah.
But obviously, yeah, obviously these are only the events. There's still other stuff which is still a mystery.
And there's probably good events we've not even discussed.
The usual things that people do at conventions. I mean,
the traditional games room. Yeah, the video games, the video dealers room. Let's move on to a special Icon edition of...
Can I go for a quick wee? I promise I'll be as quick as I can.
Go on, I'll let you this time, Asgard. So yes, a special Icon themed game of When Did We Give a Hoot About? This is the game which seems to change its name every time because I've never write it down what the actual name of the game's called. Yeah, so, a bunch of anime shows, and they all came out in a year in which an Icon happened.
Oh, wow, okay. That's...
And around the time of that Icon as well. Within like a month or so of that Icon.
Within a what or so?
A month or so.
Okay. Oh, okay, I see. So what years have we got an option, or can you tell us that?
Well, can you remember when the Icons were?
Can you at least tell me the first year? Oh, it was 98.
Yeah, so they are telling you anyway. It's 98, 99. 2002, 2003, 2005, 2009, 2011, and 2013.
Hold on. 1998.
Yes.
He's writing it down.
Yeah. 2000.
No.
Oh.
1999.
Oh, it actually ran wow. Okay.
Then 2002.
Yeah.
Then 2003.
Yeah. Then 2005.
Then 2005.
2009.
2009. 2011.
Oh, 11. Just... Was it 2011?
Yeah, IR 11.
Were you there, Greg?
No, I was... Hold on, which was the one I missed? That was the one I missed. Because I went to AMI 10, and then I missed that
one. We did two podcasts about it.
Yeah, but you were there, Greg. You were in the crowd. You were.
I weren't at IR 11.
We did, oh, that was KitaCon.
That was KitaCon.
What the hell? I don't even remember. Icons have blurred since... Right.
It's died drinking.
It's not even that. People must think I'm some big galoot. I'm really not. I don't drink often unless I'm at a con.
Importing special drinks.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not...
Stunt drinking.
Stunt drinking. Oh, we are pros at that.
We are stunt drinking with the Fallout.
Okay, yeah, so these will be shows from those years, and so it's not limited to one per year this time either.
Okay.
So, as you are the guest, Greg, you get to go first.
Yay.
Bakei Monogatari just came out on DVD in the UK. Bakei Monogatari.
This is when it was originally released.
Yeah, when it first aired in Japan.
I will go for 2003.
You are incorrect, Anthony. Chance to steal a point.
2009.
You are spot on. And now it's yours, Anthony.
Yes.
Full Metal Alchemist.
What?
J- Just Rutherford?
Like, yeah. Just regular, just
vanilla.
Regular.
Vanilla.
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 Part of me thinks this is really old, but...
Well, I first saw this at an Iacon.
2005?
Incorrect. Chance to steal, Greg.
Damn it.
Oh, I'm gonna go 03 again.
You are correct.
Damn it.
Okay, back to you, Greg. ROD the TV.
ROD the TV?
Yes.
1999?
Incorrect. Anthony, chance to steal.
2003.
Oh, you're spot on. Cause we
should know that.
We have
definitely should know covered that. It.
Okay, Anthony, His and Her Circumstances.
His and Her... I think, because I know that title, I think that's a 2005.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Greg, His and Her Circumstances, a.k.a. Carrie Cano.
I'm going to say that's another early one, and I'm going to... Well, of one of the early conventions, and I'm going to say that's for 2002.
No, it is 1998, which you should have known if you watched your clips for the Son Armageddon.
Oh.
In
hold
that
on.
Panel.
Is there a 2002 and 2003?
Yes.
Okay, that's why my list looked a bit weird.
But that was 1998, it wasn't
okay.
I've not watched all my clips yet.
Okay.
Like, I'm going in blind.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be known that we've watched clips.
Who cares? I mean, it should be known. I've commented on other people's panels enough on forums and this podcast. Okay, back to you, Greg. Panny Pony Dash.
Panny Pony Dash. 2005.
You are spot on. So that's your back pulled equal with Anthony. Anthony. Naruto.
2003.
No. Greg.
Oh, no.
Greg, 05.
No, 2002.
Damn it. Oh.
Okay, back to Greg. Blade, the anime.
Blade, the anime?
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, Anthony.
It's Anthony! You're doing it again, Brian.
Antony.
It's Anthony!
It's Antony.
But it's not pronounced. You wouldn't... Oh, we're not getting into this. It's Anthony. Just call me Ant. It's 2011, by the way.
You are correct, yes.
I'm good.
Tony.
It's me again.
Okay, yes, it is you again, Gunslinger Girl.
2003?
You are correct.
Yes!
Greg, Blood Sea.
Blood Sea. 2003?
No.
Oh, 2009.
No. 2011.
Oh.
Okay, back to you, Anthony.
Yeah.
It is One Piece.
98.
Incorrect. Greg, One Piece.
One Piece, 2005.
No, 1999.
Damn it. Greg was way off. Bloody hell.
Okay, now it is back to Greg. Dog and Scissors.
Dog and Scissors, ooh. 1999.
No, Anthony.
I wish it was that old. 2013.
You are correct.
I don't know anything about Dog and Scissors thing.
Keep it that way, Greg. Keep it that way.
Yeah, Anthony. The Big O.
Oh, huge fan. 2002.
Incorrect, Greg.
2000. I'm going to go with 1999.
You are correct.
Okay.
Okie doke. Back to you, Greg. Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex First Gig.
Oh, 2005.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Anthony.
2002.
You are correct.
No. Should have known that.
You're on the episode as well.
Anthony, Full Metal Panic, the second raid.
Is that before Fumufu, whatever it's called?
I'm not telling you.
Oh.
It's the only clue you get.
2003.
Incorrect, Greg.
Two.
Full Metal Panic.
1999.
No, 2005.
I was going to go with that originally.
Okay, Greg, Gasaraki.
Ha!
Gasaraki 2009.
No.
Much earlier. I think this is a 2003?
No, 1998.
It was much earlier.
I said, now I remember what Gasaraki is.
I've seen the first episode, and I found it really boring.
And the Gundam Seed.
Seed, is that a 2003?
Incorrect, Greg.
2005.
No, 2002.
Oh.
Okay, Greg. Watamote. No matter how you look at it, it's you guys' fault I'm not popular.
90. I'll go with 2003.
Incorrect.
Answer. 2013, because I'm sure my flatmate's watching it.
You are correct, yes.
Yes. Yeah, he was actually watching it earlier. I says, what is this that you're watching? And he said that daft name at the beginning. He says, that's a short title. I was like, okay.
Okay, Anthony. Tokyo Magnitude 8.0.
Oh, this is 2011.
Incorrect. Greg.
2009.
You're correct.
Oh, damn it.
Too little, too late, though. Greg, Excel Saga.
Excel Saga was 2003.
Incorrect.
99.
You are correct.
Oh, see, I've watched that up through, like, upteen times as well.
And finally, Anthony.
Yeah.
To completely bury Greg
Whitewash.
Under the ground.
Whitewash.
Devilman Lady.
Oh, God. I remember I was going to get this on Region Zero. I think this is... I think this is 2002?
Incorrect, Greg.
2005.
No, 1998.
No.
See, now I'm definitely 6 feet under.
Yeah.
Azzy, you won that 9-4.
I'll tell you what, that is just testament.
That is an absolute...
Testament, how good I am.
That is an absolute kick in, that is.
I like, some of those shows, just, it feels like yesterday, since I remember, like...
See...
Well, in some cases, it was last year. My
problem is, I probably wouldn't know the actual Japanese dates, like the actual date that some of them actually first started airing... Because I watch a lot of these on DVD.
Yeah, that is the trick.
So, yeah.
See, I was a fan sub guy. I was a torrent guy. So like, when I was going to Iacon 2005, I was getting told a gunslinger girl. And...
See, I didn't discover torrents until 2005. But before that, me and my mate just used to buy the DVDs from HMV and stuff when they came out.
You little saints. You little saints, you.
Anyway, anything you want to plug, Greg?
Only the usual, my Twitter feed, which is @Batto, that's B-A-T-T-O-U. You can find my Tumblr, which is Bernholt, B-U-R-N-H-O-L-T. There's also Techzilla, which is something I'm working on with one of the other guests that come on this podcast, Lewis Smith.
It is.
It's something that's in the works. We 3D print things, we build arcade machines, all sorts of cool stuff like that. So, and we've got like a little blog, and we're hoping to be doing some videos and some time lapses of 3D printing of pretty cool stuff.
Oh,
so
that sounds really good.
Yeah, we've got a Tumblr for that as well, which is Techzilla UK. There's a Twitter feed, which is Techzilla UK. And coming soon, there should be an Etsy store where you can buy some of our 3D printed goodies.
Goodies. Goodies. I love it. I love
key rings, that sort of thing.
Anthony, how about you?
Twitter, which is @AntAskew, and also follow my Tumblr. I've cleaned up the act. It's umlaut ampersand.
No cat.
UmlautAmpersand. Sorry, it's a tough one to reel off so quick. But yeah, check that out and post some good stuff.
And yes, you can find me on the internet as well, on Twitter @awesome_engine, on the website called awesome-engine.com, and I'm also on Tumblr, dynamiteinthebrain.tumblr.com, and loads of other Tumblrs, which I won't mention here. And as always, once I find the spiel...
Know this off by heart.
If I thought I did, I'd start, and then I'd get stuck. And as always, you can find this podcast on Dynamiting the Brain on facebook.com/Dynamiting the Brain and on iTunes. So why not subscribe and write us a review so that more people can find out about the event? It's Dynamiting the Brain. Goodbye!
Goodbye.
Bye.
Come see us at
Icon. Down the drain, your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.